Well, we've got a coach in South Africa. Bafana Bafana has got a new coach in Hugo Broos. And I'm sure that a lot of South Africans are now puzzled as to who is this Hugo Broos? Who is this Paluka? I can hear you asking questions, but now Hugo Broos is one of the respected coaches around the world. Let's analyze who is Hugo Broos and what is that he said and what is that you can expect from him. But before...
Yeah, hi, my name is Matthew Simpete. Catch me live on the Sports Talk, which is broadcast on dailysun.co.za Monday, Wednesday and Friday. That's where we're discussing football, cricket, soccer, athletics and many more. We're talking about sport politics as well. We invite different guests, players, analysts and many more. They will be discussing a lot of information, especially for you, Daily Sun readers. Let's meet on the Sports Talk, Monday, Wednesday and Friday.
Well, SAFA President and the CEO, Teboho Motlanthe, today, which is the 5th of May, they've announced that Hugo Broos will be the man taking charge of Bafana Bafana, taking over from Molefe Ntseki, who was fired from Bafana Bafana after having failed to qualify South Africa for the Africa Cup of Nations, something of which was not in his control because he didn't have enough time, you know, to build up on the team. And he was South African, so a lot of guys had sympathy for him. Well, Hugo Broos, you know, he's one of the well-respected coach, but I think he was the last in the list. Remember, we had Carlos Queiroz, we had Benny McCarthy, we had Herve Renard, and they approached Herve Renard, and they've approached Carlos Queiroz, and they couldn't agree on terms with Carlos Queiroz because he made some terms and SAFA couldn't live up to that. And they went to Benny McCarthy, and Benny McCarthy as well, you know, said the same thing. Benny McCarthy set the rules and said, this is what I want. And unfortunately, they couldn't agree. And Herve Renard came up with a statement. I mean, all these things. Then he just put up a statement and said, hey, guys, I'm happy here in Saudi Arabia. And now I will not be coming to South Africa to coach Bafana Bafana. He put it up on his Twitter handle. And SAFA now had to look around to see who is that they can find. And Hugo Broos was available because he was... he was the caretaker coach for Oost Ende, a team that where he started as the sports director. But now, Hugo Broos, you know, he's got a record coaching in Africa because I know that he's coached the team of Cameroon in 2016 to 2017, whereby I think he's done well. And SAFA, according to Danny Jordan, they've chosen Hugo Broos because he specializes in coaching youngsters because SAFA building for the future. And they said they've got, you know, their visions like your Vision 2022 and the likes. And now, among the mandates for Hugo Broos is that he must go to the Olympics and watch the South African under-23 team. And he must pick players from there so that he can have a nice transition of the players from the under-23s to Bafana Bafana. Well, it's recommended that he should do that. But now, is this the right choice by SAFA to come up with Hugo Broos? You ask me? Then I would say it's fine. I'm happy with him because as long as he's talking about development and he was clear that South Africa might not qualify for the FIFA World Cup, but he will try his level best to make sure that in his 5 years, you know, here as a Bafana Bafana coach, he will do his best to ensure that South Africa, you know, gets the best out of whatever we have in terms of the players. And he said he has been monitoring the PSL. He has also been monitoring Bafana Bafana. He said he watched a lot of Bafana games where they were playing in the qualifiers, you know, for the Cameroon tournament, whereby they failed to qualify under Molefe Ntseki. And he specialized, I mean, he was specific, saying that South Africa, it's got a lot of talented players, but unfortunately they were not used properly. And now, him being here, he's coming here in South Africa next week, and I'm sure that we're expecting him in South Africa next week, Monday, whereby he will be coming to inspect, obviously, his accommodation, the travel arrangements, and on the very same week, maybe he might be meeting with the executive committee, as well as meeting different clubs, including the PSL, whereby he will be introducing himself, like who he is, and what is that he's got for the PSL. And from there onwards, you're going to have to jump straight into it and make sure that he prepares the team for the World Cup. But definitely, I'm sure that he will be working alongside David Notwane, you know, who is the under-23 coach, because if he will be taking a lot of the players from David Notwane, then definitely he will have to be working with him and, you know, groom David Notwane for the future, because David Notwane understands those players better than anybody else. And again, he will have to see that the under-20s, as well as the under-23s, you know, there's that conveyor belt, like players are coming from the under-23s, to Bafana Bafana, from the under-20s to the under-23s. This is something that, I mean, that's the only way that SAFA can win this battle. And now, Dennis Jordan said they are building for the future and they want Hugo Broos to be the man to lead South Africa. And he's confident that it was a unanimous decision to appoint him. But you and I know that it couldn't have been unanimous because there was a lot of ups and downs. The other guys wanted this one, the other guys wanted that one. And at the end of the day, they managed to get their guy. We agree and we respect the decision that came from the SAFA Executive Committee. But now, firstly, SAFA will have to clean up their house, especially when it comes to national teams. Hugo Broos cannot go and play against Zimbabwe in the qualifiers. And mind you, the qualifiers might be moved to a later stage. Maybe they might be played in September because of the third wave of the COVID-19. So they are being or trading carefully, which is CAF. And they want to see to it that at least, you know, there's ample time for teams to start playing in the World Cup qualifiers. I'm sure this one will be ratified as well by FIFA because things are messing up. And Hugo Broos, this will buy him time to make sure that the team is well prepared for the World Cup qualifiers, something that is going to have to be his biggest mandate. But knowing South Africa, I'm sure that we will have to be we've got no choice but to work with him just to ensure that Bafana Bafana, you know, gets to the place where they want to go. But again, on a critical level, Hugo Broos hasn't worked that much in Africa, much as he's got, you know, a presence, but he hasn't worked with big teams, you know, you would say, you know, like big teams that are there in the world. He's coached teams like Club Brugge, Excelsior. He's coached Anderlecht, Gent. He's coached teams like Al Jazeera Club as an assistant coach. And the biggest team that I can see that is coached is Cameroon. And who was then there? Well, we know about that. But now, in Africa, it's a different world. So let's hope that Mr. Hugo Broos will get what he wants. That was just a sports talk just to introduce you to the new Bafana Bafana coach, which is Hugo Broos. And he's currently 69 years old, about to turn 70. So basically, if he stays his whole contract with SAFA, then he will be living here being 74 years. Yeah, that's football for you. Let's meet again on the sports talk. My name is Matthew Samuel.